Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Now on to huge clash. Roosters defeat South 20-18. Roosters get the job done. I do think that both teams probably didn't play their best footy, but it was an extremely entertaining game. So wasn't the highest quality, the completion rate, the amount. There was a period there where it was like error for literally like six sets. I think that was due to the heat, but super entertaining game. Some big talking points, you know, Cheekam being sent for 10, should have it been him, should have been someone else. But outside of that, super entertaining game, and Teddy once again steps up in the big games. I thought Jackson Polo coming back against his old club that, you know, didn't fight that hard to keep him, he was really good in the big moments. Victor Radley had his moments as well, got through a bunch of work as he always does. Sam Walker's defence continues to be really, really strong, which is really impressive. And Hargreaves off the bench was absolutely outstanding. Absolutely outstanding.
Let's talk about JWH. What an impact he has on this footy side.
Jesus, how's he still doing it?
For 10-15 years, he just, I don't know, like you can probably talk about it more, Kim, but I imagine he has got that Shane Webke sort of feel to him where you just, you know that he's going to be on the field with you.
Yeah.
And you just lift every single time. Like they're, I can't remember what the stat was, and it was a few years ago, but I'd be shocked if it's changed about their win rate, their win percentage with him and without him. It's unbelievable. For a guy that's not playing in the spine or anything,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And, like, his body must be hanging on by a thread.
I remember 2021 thinking at the start of that year, oh, they'll start to ease him off minutes. They had all the injuries. He averaged, like, 65 minutes that season. And then he comes in, you know, the biggest rivalry game, and he's the one that stands up again.
Incredible.
First game of the season for him in the heat. 38 minutes, 174 metres.
Incredible. Incredible. Like, I reckon, it would have been like, so when was their back-to-back? It might have been before their back-to-back years. So before, so what, that's 18 and 19?
Yep.
Was it? So 17, where I was like, oh, I think Hargreaves might be at the end of his career. Like, I think he maybe easing into veteran status. He's done, been there, done it, you know, won comps, rah-rah. Maybe it's Super League. And then he's just like, this second part of his career, he's almost gotten, well, not almost, he's gotten better.
In 2018, you would have sat there and said, oh, Takiyaho's going to be the guy moving forward. He's already come and gone. Rhea Hargreaves is still doing the thing.
It's crazy.
Isaac Liu, he was a similar guy. Like, oh, he's starting to mature now. Yeah. They've let him go.
Am I alone in thinking 2017, you were kind of starting to see him as past his best?
I think you started to see limited minutes sort of during that 18, 19, 20 period, but then they had all those injuries and they just went, fuck it, we don't have a choice now.
Because I swear, 2017, I was starting to think, like, is he still at the top of his game? Like, is he still a premier front rower? And then 2018 rolls around, and ever since 18, he's just exploded.
And there were so many question marks over him when they first signed him from Manly. Mm. Like, he was a lunatic when he came over from Manly, and it was almost a strange signing for the Roosters, and they've just managed to build Like, he's won three comps.
I know, it's incredible.
Doesn't that feel like a lifetime ago?
Oh, so long ago. Yeah.
Mate, it's he is absolutely phenomenal. And just the mental fortitude to be able to continue to push through, continue to deliver. You know, the biggest game of the year or so far against the Rabbitohs comes off the bench and impacts like that. It's just incredible. It's so good. What do you think of the game, Timmy?
It was just that classic Roosters-Bunnies rivalry, wasn't it? That all planning, all direction, any of the norms in rugby league just go out the window. Turned into a dogfight, as you said, Kempy, there. The quality probably wasn't the best we've seen from either side, who traditionally two pretty slick sides when they're humming along, but such an entertaining game of footy. Could easily have gone either way. I remember pretty early on in the game, I was thinking, oh, you know, Bunnies looking all right, they could put a few on here, and it just... So JWH came on and swung the momentum in the Roosters' favour. Great game of footy.
Campbell Graham Suoliti's battle was absolutely outstanding. And I think a lot of people are finally starting to see Campbell Graham is a top-tier centre in the game. Like, not just like... And I know people say, well, of course, and he made the Australian squad. Yeah, but people still underestimate Campbell Graham. I think in the battle, he won against Suoliti.
I thought it was a knockout victory, to be honest with you.
Campbell Graham took it to him every single time. And that's to take nothing away from Suoliti. He's still super, super young, got so many years. But I think there's a lot of people, if you said, oh, Suoliti is going to go against Campbell Graham, a lot of people wouldn't even think of Campbell Graham winning that battle. Yeah. He won that battle.
We were having beers on Thursday night and we said this, didn't we? We're like, that matchup's going to be unreal. And we said the same thing. Everyone will go Suoliti. And we were so confident Campbell Graham was going to... He's a freak, Campbell Graham.
Unbelievable. Seriously. And he's in this really weird spot where you've got Jack Whiten, who kills it at Origin. And then you've got Matt Burton, who was good as well as Origin. Then you've got Tom Trbojevic and Latrell Mitchell. If he doesn't play Origin at one point in his career, it'll be a travesty. He deserves it. He deserves it. He is so fucking good.
He'll get his chance because he's still young, and the best thing about him is, as we saw in the World Cup, he can go between wing and centre so easily. So it might take a few injuries, but like it'll happen.
Surely. He's so good. Like, fuck. I don't think people will appreciate, like, Suoliti is one of the best young players we've seen in a long time. And to take it to him like that and also make it a point of taking it to him. Like, Campbell Graham's only, what, 23 years old? He's like 23 years old. He's still young himself. But to go, nah, in a rivalry, I'm going to go take it to the young buck that everyone thinks is the man, you know, and potentially win the battle. How old is he, matey? He's 23. So he's still young as. Yeah. Far out, man. And I know there's going to be people that are like, mate, he made the Australian squad. What are you talking about? But I don't care what anyone says. Campbell Graham is still underrated. He's still not appreciated for... He should be a superstar. He should be a super... Oh, that's how good I think he is.
And if he wasn't coming along in an era where New South Wales had so many fullbacks that they have to play him at centre, he would be picked now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't reckon he'd be left out for a very long time.
He's made for Origin.
He's going to make a couple of mistakes.
Yeah.
He gets it right every single week.
Every time. And he's so aggressive and physical. Like, the physicality he plays with every week, I'm going, stretch, how are you doing it, big fella?
Put it this way, this time last year when we did have Latrell out and Tommy Turbo out, and his name was thrown in the mix, but they obviously went with Stephen Crichton there. You know, if the time came around now, like, Campbell Graham's going straight in there, I think.
Surely. So would you put him as front of Whiten, or would you put Whiten in there? Like, let's say Tommy was injured or Trell.
I'd go Jack Whiten because he's been superb and proven it time and time again. Because it was Stephen Crichton got a run. Katoni Staggs got a run in Origin 1. Mm. Again, like, you're putting Campbell Graham in now.
For sure.
12 months on.
For sure. No, I agree. Campbell Graham, outstanding. We'll get back to the Roosters, though. Great win for the Roosters. Great win for their confidence. Like, you know, a bit of an up and down start. Like, they get the job done against the Warriors, and it's a bit, you know, touch or go, and you're going, okay, was that just the Warriors losing the game, or was that the Roosters winning the game? Then they come out in this derby, and they kept their cool. They kept their head. You know, they've still got a relatively young team, but they're still missing, like, you know, so they're missing. So Hargreaves' first game back, but they've got Egan Butcher, Nat Butcher. So basically, their back row they're missing.
Crichton and Tupanua.
Yeah, Titili and Crichton.
Matt Lodge.
And they've got missing Matt Lodge. So, like, when you see that, you go, well, Like, this is the sign of a good club. Like, they're missing troops against the Rabbitohs. And granted, the Rabbitohs are also missing a couple of players. Who are they missing?
Jai Arrow's missing. Yep. Selle came back. He got knocked out in the first minute. There's one more. I can't remember. But yeah, Arrow's definitely missing. He's a big one.
And so, like, you know, that's a sign of a good club where they come back, they're missing quite a few players. They've got one of their main guys coming off the bench, and they just come on and kill it and just get the job done.
Just having a look at just a complete sidetrack here, but their reserve grade side. A guy named Alan Fitzgibbon, who was at the West Tigers a couple of years ago, fell out of their system. He scored 5 tries on the weekend for the Roosters. 5 tries.
Mate, honestly. What position is he?
He's a winger, but they scored 6. He scored 5 of them.
Far out. And he was at the Tigers, what, last year?
2 years ago, I reckon, yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, I'm looking at this reserve grade side. I don't know any of the other guys that are in the back line. And do you remember how many guys they had in the trial? We were going, geez, he's a good centre.
Yeah.
He's a good winger.
Yeah. Where's is it Palga?
Palga, yeah. He didn't play Reggie's on the weekend. He might have been like 18. He might be injured or something. I'm not sure. But
maybe injured.
The depth is unbelievable.
Yeah, crazy. So really good win. Let's talk about the sin binning. Look, I think it was fair for Joey Manu to get sin binned. Like, you know, coming across with a swinging arm like that, with a new standard that's been set. But, like, if you ever wanted an example of, like, sometimes they're just throwing shit at a wall and seeing what sticks, that's an example. How Cheekham gets sent 10 for third man in when he wasn't even the third man in. Like, we all can see the replay. Oh, it blows my mind. Cam Murray runs in because Joey Manu first head high and then walk and stood over, who was it, Tass? Stood over him. So Cam Murray runs in, pushes and shoves him. Then Nat Butcher jumps in as well. Then Cheekham comes in, doesn't even do anything. He just goes to grab him and misses him. And then the bunker's like, oh, we've got to send someone for 10. We'll just send a random bloke that was in the push and shove. Like, if you're going to send anyone, it's Cam Murray. And I love Cam Murray. Like, and also what's crazy is the ref is literally talking to Cam Murray to send Cheekham off. And you're going, bro, you literally saw Cam Murray run in and push Joey Manu. Like, look, I think that I would have been okay with no one getting sent 10 in the bin because Joey Manu was the one that had hired. And then he was also the one to, like, stand over Tass while he was down. So it's like, mate, you're inviting people to come over and stand up for their mate. But if you're going to send someone, surely it's got to be Cam Murray.
Cheekham wasn't the third man in. He was the third Rabbitoh in. It was outrageous.
Crazy.
And how was the room we were sitting in? There was probably 15 guys and the whole room went, Cheekham? We didn't even realise he was in it.
It's like they closed their eyes and went, boop, yeah. That guy, get him off.
Can they just, like, the ref quickly throw up his, as refs tend to do when there's a sin bin and there's a bit of an all-in scuffle, they feel the need to sin bin another bloke as well. And he's just sort of thrown up a random willy-nilly, 10 in the bin, didn't really direct it to anyone, probably leant towards Cam Murray, edging it for, yeah, we mean Cam Murray. And then Cam just sort of looked over Cheekham and goes, bro, you take this one
from
us. And Cheekham's going, yeah, bro, I got you. So he started walking off and ref's like, all right, sweet, we got our square up, moving on.
Unbelievable. Seriously. Like what's crazy as well, they are watching the same replays we're watching. In the video, I just cannot believe it.
I hate that when there's a little thing like that, they just feel like someone has to go from both teams. Like, well, did they do anything wrong or not?
Yeah.
Because no.
And like what? And also, like, are you going to admonish Joey Manu for standing over a player that he just head hired? Like, no, you're not. He's not. So we've got to take care of it because that's our player that just got head hired. So we have to go in and stand up for our mate. It's bizarre. I don't know how they do it. And it just doesn't ruin a good game. I take that back. But like, it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
If you had just said, Cam Murray, you're gone for 10 because you came screaming in, I would have been like, fair enough. I probably wouldn't do it because I think it was initiated by Joe Marnie, but fair enough. But to send Cheekham off, he did literally nothing. And also, what I could believe is how much Cheekham just was like, oh, yeah, sweet, I'll go off. Yeah. I would have been going, are you serious? I fucking didn't do anything.
I love that you're starting to see that more and more from Cam Murray, though.
Yeah, for sure. Well, he's a captain now. He's like taking the responsibility. Someone's like, oh, it's because Cam Murray never runs in and does that. Cam Murray runs in and does that regularly now.
Did it last week too.
And he did it for Australia as well against, I think, New Zealand.
Yeah. And growing up, he was like the politest, nicest kid. He couldn't have thought of anything worse. But you can see that he's just taken that upon himself now. Oh,
mate, we forget that he's captain. He's young as shit too. So anyway, it is what it is. But outside of that, great win by the Roosters. Like, it's a really important win because they get confidence now. Now, do I think that they're the world beaters that we would hope they'd be? No, they looked clunky. You know, there were periods where the Rabbitohs probably could have won the game. And I think there were two incredible, or definitely one, sorry, one incredible try saver from Joey Manu. Isaiah Tuss gets a ball. He's over for all money. Joey somehow gets a ball, hand around and hits the ball out. Pretty much a match winner. Well, it was a match winner.
One thing, Kempe, I think we're seeing now that Egan Butcher is an out-and-out middle forward.
Mm.
We've seen, like, he's there out of necessity because they've lost Angus Crichton and Satili Tupanua. So I think they do see him as a middle. But I was quite excited early on to see him get bigger minutes on the edge. But his defensive positioning hasn't been great. He's making a few errors, like the timing
he's
of his
made
lines
quite a few errors
aren't quite there. I think he's just an out-and-out middle that he's a big worker. You know, doesn't have to make too many decisions in the middle. And because he is a bit of a lighter forward, he's got a bit of nimble footwork throughout the middle. Now, until they get edge back rolls back, I'm not sure if they can put him back there, but definitely a middle.
I agree with you. And he made two errors on the weekend. I'm pretty sure he made a couple errors the week before as well. And maybe that's because his head space is a bit off because he's on an edge rather than in the middle just getting through the hard work.
It's just to show that not every player can, and particularly like we talk about the more nimble and I suppose smaller players, can make that move from a middle to an edge. They're vastly different positions. And we'll get to a team shortly that I'm going to talk about it, but it shows the value and quality of a player that can switch between the two because it's not easy to do.
Well, I mean, Angus Crichton's a perfect example.
Exactly right.
Like
Ryan Madison before.
Yeah. And that's the reason why Angus Crichton, Dally M back rower, always, every single year, he's always at the top tier, whether he's playing in the middle or on an edge. Mm. When he goes into the middle sometimes in Origin, he kills it. Yeah, I agree with you, mate. I think Egan Butcher's got a massive potential. Massive potential. It's just finding that right spot for him where he feels comfortable, feels... I will say, like, you know, Fletcher Baker as well, like, it's not like these guys killed it or anything, but they're getting minutes into them, they're battling, they're hanging in matches. And that's what you want from young guys. Like, when you're down troops, you just want them battling. Just battle. Like, the other stuff will take care of itself. And so they're going to be better for it, the Roosters, when they get later in the year. Let's say they get all of their troops back. They're going to be much better for it that these younger fellows have gotten some battle-hardened minutes. Mm. And I think Trent Robinson is leaning quite heavily on that.
Yeah.
What do you got, Yuri?
I just got one last thing to mention. I thought it was a big moment. We said how well Campbell Graham played. He went through at one point, and I think we spoke about it the other night. James Tedesco made a one-on-one tackle on Campbell Graham.
Yeah, dummy too.
I don't reckon most fullbacks would have made it.
For sure.
Like, and not only did he make, like, he got him to the ground. There wasn't an offload. There was nothing. It was just a perfect tackle on a big body like Campbell Graham at full pace. Not many guys would have made it.
Had no right to
stop
that.
No right at all.
It was a clear cut, 2-on-1. He was backpedaling. He just positioned himself perfectly to somehow make Campbell Graham go, do I dummy or pass? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was unreal.
Yeah, it was such good. He's so good at that, Teddy. It's like putting an attacking player in two minds. Yeah. And you could see Campbell Graham's like, oh, because I think there was someone else as well chasing the winger that was outside him. So he was like, oh, that's a tough pass. And then boom, before he knew he was getting tackled by Teddy. Another one, you know, Jackson Paolo, two tries against his old club, 192 metres. You know, we spoke about it last year when he got signed by the Roosters. Like, don't count this kid out yet. He has super amount of potential, a huge amount of talent. He's not a huge winger, but he's a pretty big winger. Like, he's not small, that's for sure. And who knows, maybe there's a reason why Trent Robinson has gone with him initially, and, you know, he's doing his job and doing it well. So I thought that was a really good showing for him.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, we were doing the live show whilst it was on, so we were sort of going back and forth. But there's another little scary moment there with Victor Radley. I was sort of watching it live.
I sort of thought,
oh, that might be his night done. Thankfully, it wasn't. But I could just want to see Rads just get through unscathed, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like I don't even like talking about it anymore because it's just like bad juju. But no, you're right, Guru. It was a scary moment. And it's getting, you know, the more it happens, the more I get worried. That's the truth. It's just the truth. Keon Kolomatungi played fantastic for the Rabbitohs. Fuck, he was good. He's such a beast on the edge there. That flick pass that he did, so good. Cam Murray obviously gets through a mountain of work. Look, I don't think it's like, so the Rabbitohs, what, they're 1-3 now? 1-2. Sorry, 1-2. Like, it's the way they're losing, though, I'm happy with. Like, I'm happy with it. I know it sounds a bit crazy because you're like, but they've played Penrith, lost by, how much did they lose by? A try?
Four in the end or something?
Yeah.
Four. They play Roosters, who, so the two premiership favourites lose by 2 points. And also, it was essentially their own doing in regards to they could have completed more, rah, rah. I'm happy with where the Rabbitohs are at.
It's really exactly how they started last year.
Yeah.
Their wins were good and their bads, their losses were good too.
62% completion rate compared to 76. Like, if they complete at 76 as well, they probably win the match.
Yeah. And there was even, like, I know you just gave him a rap and he played well, but Colin Mantungi, like, that try that he conceded to Brandon Smith, I don't think you'll ever see him do that again.
Yeah, he just got switched
completely
off.
Completely stuck in the mud.
Yeah, just switched off. Just that second of concentration.
Just that split second, yeah.
But I'm happy with where the Rabbitohs are. I really am. And I think that they're only going to get better when they get their troops back as well. Again, you know what it is? And I hate to harp on it, but like, and I know that the Roosters and Rabbitohs are a different club to the Knights, but like, this is the performances I want to see when your troops are down. Just gutsy. Like, yeah, okay, you might not complete as much. Yeah, okay, you might not have all the stats in that. This is what I want to see from your club. Just gutsy as anything, fight until the death. And this is why they're a top-tier club.
And I mean, we're 3 weeks into the comp. They've lost their starting front rower in the first minute, two out of three games.
Yeah, and just hung in.
Tell you what, when we can get 10 weeks of Harm Sello straight,
yeah,
fuck, we're going to have a footballer in our hands.
Well, there was a period, was it last year or the year before, where he killed it? Last year?
Can't put together six games. No, poor bloke. There's just always something.
And so, you know, this is what separates the top-tier clubs from the bottom-tier clubs, in my opinion, is troops are down and they go out and put on a performance like that. Yeah, it's not pretty. Yeah, it's not all the other things that, you know, we hope it to be, but it's gutsy and it's hanging in matches.
And I mean, like, you've got to wonder, considering the amount of injuries and stuff they've had to start the year and, you know, losing Harm Sally, if Jai Arrow was available, some of these losses could be wins, I reckon.
Yeah, they could be. They really could. And so they've put themselves in a position where they're not going to lose confidence. They're building good standards. Yeah, that's why they're a top-tier club. So, you know, good game for both teams, to be honest. Like, obviously the Rabbitohs lost, they're devastated, rah-rah, but once again, it's a loss that you can kind of cop, in my opinion, because you're like, they were gutsy. Gutsy as anything.
What about that pass that Latrell threw to AJ? Like, when Latrell throws that ball, like, you don't even have to be out of position. Your hips just have to be turned on a slightly wrong degree, and that's enough.
Mm.
He'll make you pay for it.
Yep.
That pass was incredible.
And, like, as a winger, you literally just, you don't even have to look at the ball coming to you. You can just run like that, and it's going to land, boom, right in your hands.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Jackson Bolo was caught out of position from it, which says two things. One, that it shows Latrell's awareness to catch him out. But the ball was so good, it made him look ridiculous.
Mm, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It was just a peach.
Yep.
His balls cruise, but they look like they hit soft.
I know, it's bizarre.
It's unbelievable.
And the motion in which he does it, like, he's not trying. It's just, boop, like, nothing.
I don't know if I've seen someone that flicks a ball better than what he does.
It's crazy.
Like, you look at the KP, the way that he ball plays with his long spiral. The way that Latrell does it is unbelievable. Mm. And at top pace too.
Yeah.
Like, Lockie used to have a great flick, but he'd plant his front foot.
Yeah, yeah.
Latrell just does it at top pace on the fly.
And he's 100 plus kilos. It's just incredible. Fuck, it's good to watch. We're so lucky to be able to see that, like, a guy like Latrell do what he does. Like, if you tried to explain to someone that there's a guy as big as him doing what he's doing, you'd be like, yeah, you're kidding yourself. That's not normal.
Yeah. Fuck, I remember sitting there, you know, 3 or 4 years ago going, don't know if he's gonna. Don't know if he's got the skill set for fullback. He must have been sitting there going, "You dickheads."
No, nothing. Yeah, incredible. So, yeah, you could look at the fact that they didn't complete at high percentage as a negative, but those things get cleaned up towards the end of the year. What you always want to be looking at is, what is their fight like? Do they hang in it? Do they fight for every tackle? Do they cover for each other? And I think both clubs proved that on the weekend.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.